The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
My recent two commentaries dealt with the suggestion that clearly Islamic terrorism must be dealt with for many years to come. Therefore, the draft should now be resurrected. That news generated strong, sometimes hysterical reaction by some listeners. So let's pursue this issue further. Foolish me, I took a risk and thought I was talking to an audience of Americans who were very aware of the present danger to our freedom and way of life and could see that it is okay for each of us to care enough to participate in the preservation of our own national safety. It's wrong to expect a voluntary military to do it all indefinitely for the rest of us. If we were asked to serve in some capacity, I thought most would agree. Guess what? I was initially wrong, and then after a while, I was right. One proverb keeps haunting me as a reaction to the negative emotion, universal military preparedness. Quote, as you sow, so shall you reap. Unquote. The permissive generations of the past 40 years chose to not discipline their children, to never say no to them, to be overly protective of their emotional well-being, and those parents created a grave disservice to their children, many of whom are totally self-absorbed and selfish. Even more important, they, the children, were cheated out of the sense of joint responsibility and loyalty. Many listeners who at first were angry at the mention of the draft thought about it and decided that, after all, it would help our nation and our own self-worth to participate in our national military preparedness, and our able-bodied young people would then have a personal reason to love and protect their national home. Even the man who called a local program and threatened to move to Poland with his son in the event of a draft, I honestly believe would finally agree to stay and participate in our own defense. By way of emails and voicemails to me and other local programs, this topic has brought up many other creative ways of serving our country. Very appealingly, especially to conscientious objectors, working in forestry, road building, housing for the poor, dealing with pollution, etc., were mentioned by the same listeners who at first were angry about the draft. Also mentioned was the fairness of a lottery along with the draft. All of these suggestions are wonderful, and best of all, instead of remaining mildly interested critical spectators of whatever our elected officials decide to do about terrorism, we all could be personally invested, and we all would be stronger. The final thought, it's good to be willing to look at and confront unpopular situations, which in the final analysis brings us together and surely would help to conquer the evil in our midst, because in unity there is strength. I have a good warm feeling because this has been a moment in time when the best came out of those who confronted their own inner fears and selves, and responsibility to their fellow Americans prevailed. If we remain on this track instead of being mired in political divisiveness, without a doubt we will eventually conquer the enemy and be safe and home free. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Zwirling.